Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
3, 2, 1, and hey, we're back. So, Julie, it is obviously September 17th. There's a lot of interesting news headlines that are happening. Not so interesting that I want to burn up any podcast time talking about them, right? Reminding all of you guys that Julie and I and our staff reporters do write about the latest news headlines as pertains to real estate every single day. So make sure you are going to timandjulieharris.com, timandjulieharris.com, and also get on the newsletter. So we'll just send you the latest headlines. I think there's usually 4 or 6 new articles that come out today per day. Our articles are not fluff pieces. We're not going to focus on celebrity housing and all this other Mickey Mouse. We focus on the things that are most relevant to you. Every article that our staff writers write are designed essentially to educate you guys, but also give you information that will then, allow you to educate your potential customers. So just visit timandjulieharris.com and consider subscribing. So Julie, welcome to today's show.
Yes, thank you. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because the other great use for the articles that are posted every day is for you to have reasons to talk to your database. You know, yep. Inman came out today talking about how you might think that your database all belongs to you, but there's a lot of innovation out there right now, and there's a lot of different types of requests that people want. You know, the contactless closing or virtual tours or whatever the case may be. So go to the website, what we're providing for you, glean some articles, talk about those things. A lot of people don't call their past clients or their database because they just don't know what to talk about. We're giving it to you, so now you have no excuses.
Well, it's interesting you should mention Inman, because they were doing a story, or maybe it was, no, it was Inman, that was doing a story about the fact that essentially what we've been telling you guys since the beginning of forever, that the greatest fortunes of man are always made during the greatest times of change, and obviously, you know, that's men or women, right? And so the way to translate that is when there's the most change going on, that's when the opportunities that would never happen in a more, you know, stable, you know, economy are going to, those opportunities only arise when there's massive amounts of change, because it causes the institutionalized players to be back on their heels and then creates cracks that new businesses and new ideas can slip in. And that's what's happening in the economy right now. And we've been telling you guys that. In other words, the takeaway from that is don't be fearful of change, because if you're focused on the opportunities in front of you, but also looking towards the horizon, you're going to see that the horizon is going to present a lot of opportunities that never would have happened pre-pandemic. So just for what it's worth, whatever's happening next in the economy, whatever dooming and glooming, you know, economic headlines are going to be all over the news today, ignore it all. Just remember, the more turbulence there is, the more opportunity there is for you to innovate. And that as this Inman article, this is what the Inman article is talking about. What they were talking about is essentially what Julie was just saying, but underlying that with the fact that your centers of influence and past client lists are massively less effective during a time like this, because of the fact that those sellers, and maybe buyers, but predominantly sellers, are going to be far more selective in who they're going to want to do business with. So those of you guys who have basically been basing your relationships all on your business all on relationships, you're the ones that are going to suffer the most. And again, this is what we've been talking about for ages. We talk about it in our book, Harris Rules. Nobody else really tells you guys the straight scoop on that. But the reality, the bottom line is when the market starts to change and people's fears start to creep in about the sellability of the product or their house, and they're worried about, you know, just the stresses of unemployment and this, just all the things that people have that, you know, dominate their confidence levels. When that happens, they're not going to call, you know, you just because you gave them a pumpkin pie. They're going to seek out the person who they perceive is going to actually solve the problem. And if you want to, you know, tie that down, think of it like this. If you had a beloved pet that needed an operation and you happen to know a vet, and maybe you know him from church or you know him because wherever, you just know him socially, are you just going to automatically, and this pet, you love this dog or this cat or bird or whatever, iguana, maybe you live in Puerto Rico, right? And you want this thing to live, right? It's a family member. Are you just going to choose that vet based on your social contact with him? Of course not. Now, you might talk to him about the particular ailment of said pet, but the reality of it is what you're going to do is your decision-making tree is going to be completely different because of the fact that you're going to look from whoever is the best of the best to solve the problem, because it's not just like, oh, my dog needs his nails trimmed. I guess any old vet can do it. You guys get the difference? So when the economy starts to change and people start to develop fears like they are now across the country, you're going to see the nature of how people go about choosing their listing agents change from the social to the skilled. And that's where the centers of influence and past client type agent, that's where they are always taken by surprise, because all of a sudden their beloved centers of influence and past clients stop calling. And that's the thing you guys got to remember. So the skills-based agent is the one that rules the day during a turbulent market like what we're entering into.
Yes. Well, the skills-based agent wins in any kind of market. They're not dependent on the real estate market kind of fueling itself. So, you know, learn it because of this, but it will serve you well throughout your career too.
But the reality is, I agree with what you said, but the reality is when the market is selling itself, when sellers know that they can overprice it and they don't have to put their house. I mean, look at, frankly, when we bought this place here in Puerto Rico, a totally hot, crazy seller's market. The seller didn't even have to do really any repairs. And because there's nothing for sale, we're going to overpay for it.
Which no is basically sign in the yard, no home brochure, exactly. No virtual tour, no staging.
Exactly. And it needed a bunch of work.
Take it or leave it.
Right. And we said, yes, thank you. You know?
Right.
I mean, but if the market were just flipped and all of a sudden houses were becoming a lot harder to sell, then that seller, you know, the nature of how people go about making decisions completely changes. So just keep all these things in mind, guys, that even in a hot market, you know, obviously skills matter, but really all that matters in a hot market is that you have the relationship. In a hot market, or in a hot buyer's market, or a changing market, which is more stressful for the market and more stressful for sellers, it's the skills-based agent that's going to win. Matter of fact, you can be skills-based and not even be that great of a, you know, maybe you're not as personable as maybe other salespeople are, but you know how to get the job done. They're going to list with you every single time because they have the confidence factor that you have the skill set necessary. And along those lines, the topic of today's podcast is
the Harris Rules for Prospecting continues. Point number 7, don't be a wimp. Prospecting requires courage. It's supposed to be hard. That's why it's called work, not vacation. Do the work when it's time to work and be on vacation when you have the time off. Don't mix the two or you'll be ineffective and miserable. Someone told me a long time ago that all the stress in real estate happens when his analogy was, and half of our listeners won't understand this, back when you actually had to get off the couch and flip the channel on the TV to change the channels, and you had like, what, 6 or 8 channels, it would click. You'd click it over to that station. But if you were in between, you'd see snow on the screen, right? You weren't on this station, you weren't on that station. So in real estate, the stress is in that area of snow or the gray area where you're supposed to be doing your prospecting or your lead follow-up. But mentally, you're not doing it. Mentally, you're kind of on vacation or you're thinking about vacation. You're hating that you're doing it. You're not totally committed. It's like we talked about yesterday, not doing it at the highest level. But it also happens when you're on vacation and you're supposed to be enjoying yourself. But mentally, you know, you're stuck in your cell phone and following up. So the key is to learn how to flip channels. And when you're at work, be at work. When you're on vacation, be at vacation and stop trying to mix the two.
You know, we're talking about Inman articles today because Inman's doing their virtual summit. And there was this big, long, breathy article about ways to make social media videos so that you'll generate leads. And I read this article because, you know, I think that's mostly, what would your dad call it?
Hooey.
Yeah. And I was looking for something to prove that it wasn't hooey. I was looking for something in it that would make it so that I had some sort of epiphany. Maybe I'm wrong about all this Mickey Mouse. And I read this whole article, and at the end of it, I was like, oh my gosh, how can that even be something that anybody would suggest that a salesperson does with their time? It was so ridiculous. The ideas about how you're supposed to be basically making creative videos and how you're supposed to be doing all these things to build your brand. That's the stuff that gives you guys stress. Because now all of a sudden you have a real estate license, you're supposed to be somehow magically becoming a social media influencer, making all these silly ass videos that somehow magically you're going to want people to, you know, people can raise their hands and want to run to you to do business, all the while every other agent's doing the same thing. You really think that stuff works? Here's an idea. Why don't you do exactly what Julie and I have been, you know, coaching you guys to do for decades, and you actually pick up the phone and do the other things we tell you to do to go after the actual sellers in your community that have their actual hands and the actual air asking for you to help them sell their actual house, opposed to spending time doing all those other things. Don't you guys see the insanity of essentially wasting your time on all that stuff? You do, because it gives you stress. Now, here's the thought. Just put yourself in the psych, just give yourself a psychological challenge. You're doing all the hooey stuff, all the, you know, the fake work stuff of real estate, and it's making you stressed because you're being told to, you know, pile on more of this, you know, garbage, and you're never seeing a result from it. It's stressing you out because you're always questioning yourself, am I doing it right? Are my videos funny enough? Are they this, that, the other thing? Just all this stuff that has nothing to do with helping people buy or sell real estate. And you're in a constant state of confusion because you're not sure if you're doing too much, too little, if what it is supposed to be, are you being overly critical? It's an utter waste of time. Okay, you have that world. Oh, you're working on your branding, you're working on your logo, you're working on your website, you're working on all your other stuff. Or you have a world like what Julie and I prescribed to all of you, where you wake up every single day and you focus on 3 to 5 core activities that are all going to essentially put you directly in front of motivated sellers every single day and put you in a position to basically make money in 90 days or less. Now, what does it take to master what Julie and I are asking you to do? Skills. It does take you to learn how to know what to say, how to say it, overcome objections, set appointments, pre-qualify. But that's real work. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's the real work of real estate. Why does everyone else gravitate towards the other stuff? Because it's perceived to be easier. But you see, to Julie's point, it causes you massive levels of stress and confusion because you got into real estate to, you know, sell real estate, to help people, right? And here you're being told to do all these other things that your mind is telling you, your intuition is telling you is a waste of time, but you have no counterbalance to the time wasting. That's what we are. Read our book, join our coaching program. By the way, if you guys want to get ahead of the new market and ahead of 2021, do consider joining the free coaching program. It is free. Did I mention that, Julie, that it's the free coaching program?
Yes, free. Free, free, free.
Text the word survival to 31996. Text the word survival to 31996. And when you do, we're going to text you back a link. And with that link, you can join the free coaching program, and you will be entitled to join or to participate in the daily semi-private coaching call every single day. So make sure you do that. Just text the word survival to 31996.
Yes. So your next point, number 8, I love this one because it really affects everybody when they're talking themselves into doing the real work. Point number 8, be more fascinated by your prospect or client than you are with yourself. Make it all about them. Be fascinated by them. Listen intently. Take notes. Be interested. We talk about this when we teach scripts, that, you know, people get all tangled up because they're so afraid of rejection or how it's going to make them feel. That's you making it all about you versus figuring out whether this is somebody that needs your help, that you have the ability to help, you know, to solve their problem. Listen intently, take notes, actually listen to what they're saying instead of trying to figure out what you're supposed to say next.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. And, you know, I love all these points because the editor hardly edited back what we say.
That's true.
Yeah, some of them maybe that they should have edited back. So what's the next point, Julie?
Yes, well, what you're referring to, this is right out of the Harris Rules book. So make sure you guys get that.
Right. It continues to be the bestseller on Amazon. It actually might become one of the best-selling real estate books of all time. Harris Rules, it's available, obviously, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We've seen it for sale at bookstores, just everywhere, online. You know, you can buy it from every major retailer, including like Walmart and
Target.
Yep. And we see it for sale in airports, back when there was such a thing as airports. I suppose there might be again one day.
That's right.
Where people actually go to fly on something.
You can do stuff again.
Exactly.
All right, so point number 9, use modern scripts. Use scripts written for today's sellers and buyers. For today's market conditions, don't use a mishmash of free scripts you downloaded online and those ancient scripts your broker used in 1973, okay? Modern scripts that are appropriate for the market.
And here's the thing that's interesting about scripts in general, Julie. I'm so glad that was the next point. I actually forgot it was.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the old scripts that you guys are basically find online, they were written back when people actually, their brains were wired differently. So for example, our scripts are short and to the point. They're short and to the point because people do not think in long form anymore. You know, they look at articles, when you read articles, for example, even on our website, timandjulieharris.com. We know because we track, most people do not read past the headline and the first 3 bullet points. So And every single news publication does it the same way. You have the headline, and then you have basically summary points. They're like little crib sheet notes that are at the top of every article. And guess what? Most people only read those crib sheet notes. That's because people's attention spans, we're all like, you know, basically gnats looking for the next thing to focus on. And so if you have a long-winded, breathy script or, you know, conversation outline when you're talking to a seller, primarily we focus on sellers, you're not going to get anywhere in that conversation because they're going to get bored with you. So you're in the process of pre-qualifying them and setting an appointment, and you're asking all these nonsensical questions about their previous listing agent, what they did or didn't like.
You just read my mind. Yeah. Like, why would you even bring that up?
Like, who cares, honestly? What difference does it make?
It's filler. It is. It's crap.
But it's written basically based on the idea that you're supposed to be getting more them to answer more questions for you, because the psychology, this 1970s psychology that a lot of these scripts are predicated on, is the more times you get them to answer a question that you ask, the more influence you have over them. Whereas the 2020 way you influence somebody is you basically get to your damn point fast and then you move on.
Yes.
I mean, that's
it. It should not take you 14 different sentences to get there.
Right.
So, okay, now, point number 10. Don't just hang up. If you get voicemail, leave a short to the point message. How else will they know you're trying to help them? And your message should contain something of value plus a call to action. Something of value and a call to action. For example, last we spoke, you mentioned you're very serious about finding a home with a nanny suite or a guest house. I've got just the thing for you to see this evening. It just hit the market. You'll be the first, want to be the first one to see it.
Yep.
Okay, so something of value. I've got what you want. And a call to action, what I want you to do about it.
That's right. So obviously you're going to have to be aware of new listings coming for sale, and you're going to have you're going to have to be networking with other listing agents about new inventory they have coming for sale. And you to do that, guys, just go to the MLS and find out who the dominant listing agents are in a particular market where maybe you have some buyers looking. Call up those listing agents and say, "What do you have coming for sale? I've got some buyers that are absolutely ready to pull the trigger." And you will be not surprised and not shocked than when you discover that those listing agents inevitably have inventory coming for sale, and you might be able to put a deal together even before it hits the market because you're smart enough to actually be proactive on the behalf of your buyers. And the listing agents, the same thing. If you can scoop something out of the market before they have to spend any money or time getting it sold, they're going to be grateful as well.
Absolutely. And builders are a great resource right now too, because they have deals falling apart that are just, you know, almost complete new construction. Those are always great because you don't have to compete on them and you don't have inspection nightmares. So you guys definitely need to be networking with the builders too. All right, last point, then I've got to get to Premier Coaching. Point number 11, follow up every day. Begin every day with follow-up calls for 30 minutes on your most likely to set appointments lead follow-up. This will get you in the right mindset for being on the phone and being effective, and you'll likely set an appointment. Everybody says, what's the best time to call? Well, anytime is always the best time to call. There's no magic sauce here. But Saturday mornings, weekday evenings, first and last days of the month, minor holidays, holiday weeks off. Also, any time that you are focused. So don't be obsessed with the best time.
So she said two things there just to clarify. The best time to call is when you'll actually make the contacts. But if you're calling, for example, expireds and whatnot, the best time to call is almost always the morning. But this little secret times to call expireds, and, you know, secret with big old quotes around it because it's not a secret, yep, is to what Julie just said. Last day of the month, first day of the month. And here's another really cool thing that happens this time of year is that there are lots of last days of the month, first days of the month that also fall over holidays. Meaning that most people are going to be in a good mood and most people are going to be home. So the listing might expire during a time when they're going to be easily, receiving calls. They're going to answer when you contact them, and or however you're going to communicate with them. In some cases, knocking on the door is a great idea. And then moving forward with that. Now, look, I know some of the things we're going to ask some of you guys to do makes your skin crawl because it actually puts you in a position where you could hear the word no. Well, I have the bitter, unfortunate truth to share with you. If you don't and you aren't willing to hear the word no, you're not going to make it in this business. No amount of social networking and TikTok videoing and pumpkin pies to, you know, make your centers of influence past clients feel guilty is going to make it so that you will overcome, or you're going to, you know, basically offset your fear of asking direct questions that might result in hearing the word no. So, Julie, have fun in Premier Coaching.
Thank you. I'll see some of them right shortly.
That's right. Those of you who are in Premier Coaching, make sure you attend live every single day. Julie has been running a lot of these coaching sessions herself, despite the fact we have other coaches doing it as well, because of the fact that the questions are getting so much more complicated. The Premier Coaching session happens every day. It's open, available, and ready for you. For those of you who are in the free coaching program and also in the normal Premier Coaching program. And obviously, those of you who are in the normal coaching program, you have access to all of the content that comes along with Premier Coaching, where those of you you are in the free coaching program, you do not. You have access to like maybe 5 or 6 different products. But either way, you want to attend live every single day, because what that does is it gets you involved in learning a lot more from other agents' challenges across the country. You can listen to Julie coach somebody through a specific problem that they might be having in their marketplace that you might not be having now, but turns out you're going to have it tomorrow. And thank God you know how to solve that problem because you attended the call live. So if you're not in the coaching program yet, just text the word survival to 31996. Text the word survival to 31996. And if you're ready to take the next step, if you're serious about your real estate business and you want to actually join our coaching program, the easiest way for you to do that is just text the word, I don't know, let's see. You know, text the word, let's see, survival. I got to look at my words here, guys, right? Well, really, it's just to go to the website and go to the coaching page and just click on Premier Coaching and join. We're going to have an easier way for you to sign up, hopefully starting next month. And you guys will also be able to leverage the financing that we offer. So those of you who are focused on making sure that you can join coaching, but at the same time, you want to keep your powder dry cash-wise, I totally understand. We're going to have a financing solution available for you as well. But in any event, in the meantime, all of you, the gateway is just to get into the free coaching program by texting the word survival to 31996. Text the word survival to 31996. And if you're ready to join Premier Coaching, just go to timandjulieharris.com and click on coaching and just click on then Premier Coaching and you're off to the races. And also, I know thousands of you are joining eXp Realty. It's one of the, most amazing businesses we've ever been lucky enough to be involved in. If you're interested in joining Julie and I's eXp Realty team, which again, I know thousands of you are, eXp, guys, the growth that company's experiencing is just extraordinary. And the quality of the agents and the enthusiasm, it's almost like I've never experienced anything like it. And I don't want to talk about eXp Realty on the show today. We talk a lot about it on our Sunday show. I've never experienced a group of people that are so forward-thinking and enthusiastic. Julie and I do a lot of coaching and consulting for different agents and brokers across the country and in Canada. We have some clients in Europe. And a lot of them, what they're doing is they're in fear mode. And they're in fear mode because they have all these legacy costs from their brokerages and all these expenses that maybe made sense pre-COVID but don't make sense now. And the next natural, totally and completely sensical step for them to do is to join eXp Realty, because essentially they could get back to what they really love about real estate and they can shed all the unnecessary expenses and the things that basically make real estate not so much fun. So if you're interested in talking to Julie now about joining eXp Realty, go ahead and just text me directly at 512-758-0206, 512-758-0206. If you want just more information about eXp, we've made that easier for you as well. Just text the letters eXp to 31996, and we'll have someone from our team call you back. But when you text us, we're going to text you back a 9-minute video that pretty much answers all your questions. So just text the word eXp to 31996. Either way, guys, here's the bottom line. Obviously, we're almost in fourth quarter. There's going to be a lot of opportunity for those of you who are going to be focused on skills and being of service to other people. Don't allow yourself to, slip into complacency mode just because it's fourth quarter. Remember, your new year effectively has already started. 2021 is here. Celebrate. Yay. Okay. So act as if the new year's already started. Have your energy and enthusiasm focused now on building your listing inventory, building your business now, opposed to making the mistake that amateurish agents make, which is essentially thinking that they can magically rekindle their business and restart their business early next year. That is the biggest mistake that agents make, is they don't know to actually drill down in fourth quarter of the previous year. You want to roll into new year with momentum, with people already, basically in queue, ready to buy a house from you, or ideally people that are listing homes with you, so that when January ticks over, you have inventory, you have momentum. You will get a jump on the market by at least, 90, 120 days if you start now focusing as if this was January 1st. And even worse, a lot of agents, what they do is they don't even get started January 1st. They tell themselves, I'll start in the spring, whatever the heck that is, right? And so come March, then they decide they're going to start focusing on real estate again. And what do? Because they have no momentum, because all the low-hanging apples have already been plucked off the tree by the professional real estate people who knew to get started the previous quarter or the fourth quarter of the the previous year. You then, as an agent who just gets started again in the spring, you're just fighting over the crumbs, if they're even there anymore. That's the reason so many of you guys get stuck doing this nonsensical stuff like buying buyer leads, because you essentially, you don't know how to get your own business. But in addition to that, you actually are, you know, fighting against the stream. Everything, the wind is no longer at your back as if it would have been had you started this time of year of the previous year. Because, guys, your competition, for the most part, is going to be asleep in fourth quarter, right? They are. They're not going to be working. They're going to be rationalizing not working. They, some cases, actually tell their sellers, don't put your house on the market until the spring. Not because it's not an awesome time to sell, but because the agent themselves, they don't want to list. They don't want to work. They don't want to do anything. They want to just coast the rest of the year. Those of you who are new in real estate, you're hearing what I'm saying. This is all seeming very odd to you, I realize. But that is how this industry works, based on a lot of odd, non-business-like behavior. So if you want to get a different result than what everyone's, when most people get, and if you don't want to be, you know, part of the 85% of all new licensees that fail within 24 months or less, you're going to have to do things that other people aren't willing to do. Which means if you see the herd doing a lot of this nonsensical social networking, you know, stuff, you have to realize, just use logic. If that stuff worked, why would the failure rate in real estate be almost 100%? Because it doesn't work. So you got to do what other people aren't willing to do, which is the real work of real estate. It will, you know, require skill. It will require some time and some effort. But on the other side of it, you've got something that other people don't have. You actually know how to solve other people's problems at a high level, and you're not dependent on buying leads. You're not dependent on the latest shiny silver bullet that somehow is going to magically solve all your problems. You guys understand what I'm saying. If you need me for anything, text me directly at 512-758-0206, 512-758-0206. You guys have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the show anytime.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.